Hello. I'm super excited about this show. I always am when we have Tyler on.
Me too.
I can't
So,
wait.
our official In the Lounge Christmas show.
It is. He's looking to make us a festive cocktail. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our very own festive cocktail. Who
He's made
knows?
one especially for the Whiskey Rock Lounge, our official holiday drink.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm super happy. It's starting to feel Christmassy, even though it's a weird, different Christmas. But yeah.
Dolly is dolled up.
She's all decorated with the Santa hat, blinking lights. I got my kitties like pretty much settled down. That's unusual.
Okay.
Yeah, we're decorated. I got presents done, wrapped. And tomorrow I got a big day. We're reinforcing the floor in the shed from my mouse problem.
Oh, wow, that's big.
Got the wood, got new shelving. So that's my day tomorrow. And only because it's going to be sunny. Like I had to pick and choose my days, like live by the weather app because it's been weird rain. Like it's not rain that comes down, in massive drops. It's like this rain that's in the air, kind of, it gets in everything. It makes everything damp, yeah, and cold. So that's my day tomorrow. And then after that, I think Friday is Jem's last day of work for the Christmas holidays. Yeah, a lot of people are like finishing on the 18th. I think that's fantastic. It just gives you time to relax and chill out a little bit, and you don't have to feel like stressed,
Oh, right. Well, this show will air just before Christmas. So, and happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish friends and family. That's going
Exactly.
on. So, anyway, this is our holiday festive show.
This is a holiday show. This podcast will go up on the 20th. So
Yes.
that's awesome. That's a good thing. So well, you know what? Let's wait until we'll get Tyler in here, and then we'll discuss what we are actually drinking.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, because I stepped it up. I stepped it up because I knew Tyler was coming. So we're gonna let Tyler in.
All right.
Yay.
Tyler.
Well,
There he is. Tyler,
hello.
magnificent mixologist from Memphis. Try and say that.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Nope, can't even start with it. The
Can't.
magnificent mixologist from Memphis. Oh, that's a good one.
I was gonna go Oprah on you and be like, it's Tyler from Memphis, and
Cool.
you get a drink,
Yes, as long as you make it, you can have
and
it.
you. I just said to JD, we're gonna wait until Tyler gets in, and then we'll tell him what we're actually drinking tonight. Because I stepped up my game a little bit because I knew you were gonna be here. So Jay,
Yes.
you go first. Jay, what do you got over there?
Taking notes.
I have to talk louder. Usually
Yeah,
I'm
you do. You're a little muffly.
loving your haircut, Tyler.
Oh, thank you very much.
So I'm drinking Rebel Yell.
Okay.
I'm feeling this week. Rebel Yell.
Yes. More, or?
Yeah, crazy week.
Right, Tyler, I am drinking. Oh, look at yours. It's so hers is always such in the perfect whiskey tumbler.
Oh, look at
And
that.
I am drinking old fashioned.
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah. I wanted it to look like, that I knew what I was doing, that I
Good.
actually mixed a cocktail, but I'm going to
Look
share a
at
little secret with you.
that. Ooh, out of a can. Oh, that is awesome.
Then I brought myself back down again. Like, did you see? I
Good.
started off way up here and
Yes.
now I like just shook it up
No.
in a can, poured it in. But I did slice the orange and put
Good.
the orange in. So,
Look at that culinary ability coming out. You just can't hide it.
you see that?
If you're a junior mixologist.
I'm a
Yes.
low-level mixologist, which I just had to do this.
Oh,
And that's it.
still,
Yeah.
we're developing the skills. That's what's important here.
And
I just,
refined tastes.
yes,
Yeah.
absolutely.
That's all
Woo!
I
Oh,
have. One step
yes.
less.
Oh, so real quick, JD, I wanted to fill you in. I just had a camping experience that I think would meet everything that you would want out of a place to stay. Yes. So here in Memphis, Tennessee, we have one of the largest Bass Pro Shops in the country, and it's inside of a 300-foot plus pyramid. And inside of this pyramid, they have an entire like cedar swamp with live fish and catfish and everything. Also the stores around there. But inside and around this is the Big Cedar Lodge, which is basically camping cabins inside of the Bass Pro Shops. And your porch that you look out on the second and third floor can actually look over the indoor cypress swamp.
Oh, so
I love that you remember that about me. Denise, you probably don't know this fun fact about me. I want my like fantasy camping experience is to camp in the Bass Pro Shop store, because I camp in the comforts of the store with the air conditioning. I can eat at the restaurant. I can look at the fish in the fish tank. I can shop. I'm
right there with you. One of my favorite afternoons when I lived in Florida was to drive down to Hollywood and hang out at Bass Pro Shops, like hang out in the shooting gallery, look for some cool clothes, like everything that I would never in my life need, but is so intriguing and so fun. Like that was, and then top it off with a fantastic meal and watch a fishing experience. Like, you know, the guy with the headset on showing you how to, I would never fish, but you think I'm going to miss that? Uh-uh, no way. That's fantastic. Jay, now you know you can camp in the store.
Yes, that's telling me, Tyler.
Absolutely.
Thank you for remembering that, because I remember, do you remember like you were a little kid and you wanted this eagle pillow, I think it was.
Yes.
And then that night you were acting up a little. And
yes, a little. Thank you for being kind. I was throwing a complete tantrum. Let's be honest here.
When your mom went back, they didn't have any more. And she felt so bad about it because that was like the last one. We went to dinner in the restaurant. And I was living my fantasy of camping in the store. And so remember that. I kind of forgot about that fantasy. That's a something I can fulfill now. Wow.
And it's a luxury hotel with all of the accommodations and anything that you could want. So it's perfect.
Oh my God. There you go. Remember when the last show, Tyler, we were talking, because it was a holiday gift show, and we were saying if I had unlimited funds and could buy you anything you wanted, what would that be?
Ooh.
As a grown-up, it's hard to answer, isn't it?
Yeah.
As a kid, you could go on for ages.
Yeah. It's like, oh, anything. It's like, all I can think about is like pay off my house. I have no bigger dreams than that at the moment. Like,
so he's practical. I like that. He's practical. Yes. Joni wanted the Louis Vuitton handbag.
Okay, good.
I wanted a Florida ceiling cat tower, you know, for the cats.
Absolutely.
I wanted a white guitar.
Just for the shameless plug, there's...
Oh, nice.
There's my cat watching.
Great. Mine's right here sleeping, but I'm not even going to make a move because if she wakes up, she's wild. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Just being good today for a change. Perfect. So we've been doing a couple of Christmas theme shows.
Yes.
As you see, Jay's got her decoration right over her shoulder.
Absolutely.
I have my huge Christmas tree right up there.
Yep. I've got
I have a Christmas tree in a jug. I don't know if you can see it, but it's meant to be cat proofed.
So oh, that's awesome.
It's in a jug.
Yeah, I see. That is fantastic.
And it grows on its own with air and everything. Like it's real. And you just, you know, leave it capped off and it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It lives off its own oxygen and creates, like every once in a while, it'll get all like condensation on the inside and I'm like, ooh, you know, like it's doing whatever it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
But it's the only way we could have a normal Christmas with a kitten.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's what you got to do this year. Everything's different this year though, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is nothing compared to what we're actually going through.
Exactly. I'm supposed to be skiing right now, but we canceled the trip a couple weeks ago. So here I am at home. Trying to keep my cat from knocking down my bottles on my shelves.
Yeah, we were supposed to be in Florida. We were supposed to be in Florida with our best friend, Hazel, and her sister for her 60th birthday. We were actually going to go to New York City first and spend a couple of days there, then go to Florida, hang out with my mother for a little bit, and then go to the Keys and have this huge, big birthday trip because Hazel's sister has never been to the States. So we thought that would be a cool introduction. And my mother loves her, so that would have been fantastic. So yeah, here we are. Nope. Nope.
Absolutely.
Not doing anything. We're lucky we can like just have dinner together because we're in each other's bubble. So
yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
And we here, my friends in Memphis, we call it each other's cat colonies to be as
oh, that's perfect. Yeah, we do. Because Bruce's half sister is Hazel's cat.
Okay.
So we are in a cat. Yeah, exactly. Cat colony as well. So what's work been like? Is it
okay? So work has been wild. Memphis is keeps updating and modifying its procedures and standards to keep people as safe as possible. So currently we can no longer do bar service across the bar. They took that away a little bit ago, but now everything is pretty much full. Like even at our bar and lounge that I work at, we are doing full table service and everything. So you can't stand, you can't, you know, it takes away some of the, I guess, it's been weird. The social element is definitely fallen off a little bit. You know, you can only have four people and you're supposed to be from the same household and everything.
Yeah.
But on the plus side, that's given us bartenders and the team that I work with is phenomenal. A lot more time to research and play around and read and trial and make new drinks.
Yeah, so experimenting, right?
Yes. Yes. So we're trying to make the most of things being different and sometimes a little more slow to really put out menus next season and as things open up that'll blow people away and keep them coming back. So outside of that, the city of Memphis has been doing a good job of just supporting us. And we still have our regulars coming out. And we're grateful to all the time that they spend with us and putting us in their schedules. So
fantastic. Yep. It's a great Instagram. We should tell everybody it's the Gray Canary.
Yes, it's the Gray Canary. I work at the Gray Canary during the week. And then the weekends I work at a place called Eight and Sand, which is the hotel lounge at the Central Station Hotel in downtown Memphis, right off of South Main. So I slip my time between the two and both are just fantastic. So the Great Canary awesome. Is just amazing dining experience. And Eight and Sand is just, they jokingly call it Memphis's living room if you're downtown. And we have a blast. We have an amazing DJ, Chad, who curates all our music from Memphis and about Memphis.
Oh, cool.
And I mean, he's still there Wednesday through Sunday, just spinning tunes and having a blast.
Oh, fantastic. So what have you been able to come up with in your... you know, waking yes. hours.
Yes. So it's actually what I'm bringing with us today. And it ties back into that Christmas theme and everything. And I thought about it and part of me wanted to go Tiki Christmas. And I was like, that'll be fun. But I've been listening to a lot of, we'll do that another time, I promise.
Okay.
But
all right. Okay.
I listened to a lot of historical podcasts and reading A Bottle of Rum, which is a fantastic book that kind of goes through the history of rum and how it relates to North America, primarily the colonies and then the U.S., and just so much time and material gets dedicated when you're going through these histories to eggnog. It was a big, big deal in England in the 1700s that came over to the colonies. And just, you know, if you can think of a recipe that you would even imagine, you can find it. So eggnog made with everything from sherry to rum, rum being a big, big component. Then as the colonies started distilling whiskey, and making rye and bourbon, they brought that into it, which is where I started to pick my interest, because most of the eggnog I've had has either been college eggnog, which usually involved vodka or overproof rubbing alcohol,
yeah. or
we're supposed to call it Everclear, but we know what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Yes. Then I was fond of it with rum in Savannah and everything, and I started reading about the influx of whiskey and bourbon and rye into it. And I made a chai tea spice drink for the bar recently. And one of the key elements in that surprised me was black pepper.
Ooh,
so I was thinking...
My wife would go nuts over that.
Yes. So I was thinking about black pepper and then eggnog and then talking about rye whiskeys usually have a peppery, spicy element to them. So I said, I'm just going to do it. So what I have for us tonight is just going to be kind of a traditional style eggnog. Nothing too crazy as far as the proportions or anything like that that I'll walk us through. But I'm going to spice it up a little bit with some black pepper. And I want to do it with a rye because I think it would be fun. And it was something that I hadn't really played around with before. So I think I've got it honed in now. Yes.
So it's important because I just put eggnog on my Christmas shopping list. Perfect. I didn't think they had it over here. I was so excited to see it.
So even if they don't have it, I can teach you to make some that is going to be just as good and just as fun. And you can just make it as you need it.
Excellent.
So we're going to start, as always, with my base. So I just went with a simple Knob Creek rye.
Knob Creek.
Yes. I love their products. It's consistent, readily available. What I'm looking for in a rye when I'm making any sort of a cocktail with it, especially something with eggnog, I am going to use egg. So I want something that's going to have the power to kind of punch through that kind of dairy element that you're going to get out of that. The egg and the cream are going to be very, not necessarily overpowering, but heavy. So what I like about this Knob Creek rye, it's at 100 proof. So it's right at that overproof level. That 50% alcohol is going to give it a nice kick. And it's fun because also with overproof, it punches through a lot of things if you try to use it in a cocktail. So it's fun to have two ingredients, that one that needs extra lift and then something that provides that extra lift. So for this one, I've honed it in a little bit and we're going to use about 2 1/4 ounces. So I just do 1 2-ounce jigger full and then a little extra. I could be more precise if I wanted to be, but this is for me and I think I'm going to be happy. So that's pretty much the base. I have, just so you don't have to watch me measure it out, I have basically a tablespoon of sugar.
Okay.
I'm opting to not use the simple syrup in this realm. I don't want to dilute it very much. I don't want a lot of that water in there. I really want to keep this potent and as creamy and frothy as possible.
Okay.
So going from there, next up, just some whole milk. Nothing crazy.
Excellent.
So I'm going to use about 1.5 ounces of whole milk.
Nice.
Which is going to, again, add some of that body and depth. I don't think it adds quite enough body. So heavy cream.
There we go.
Another 1/2 ounce of heavy cream. Now we're really building that backbone of the drink. And this is a very basic eggnog build that we have so far. You've just got some spirit, some of your milk, your cream. We'll get to some of the key ingredient in a second here, but to spice it up a little bit, just some cinnamon. If you're making a batch, you'd probably use about a 1/2 teaspoon for about six units. So I just do a little topper of it. And then this is the trick. Just about 2 good shakes of black pepper.
Excellent.
That black pepper is specifically there to pull out all those kind of peppery elements that I get out of the Knob Creek rye and to really just kind of set this apart from just that baking spice, creamy eggnog that you always get. I want something that's going to pop a little bit and just be a little bit, what is that? So this is going to have a little bit of slow burn on the back end as it goes through. And then the last ingredient.
The egg.
Is the egg. It's literally 1/2 of the name. You can't leave it out. I am just going to crack an egg and put the full egg in there.
It kind of makes you like you forget that there's egg in eggnog, even though it's in the name, you know?
Yes. And one of the things with eggnog, when you start getting into kind of some of the elements that it held traditionally, with the alcohol that you're putting in, the sugars, the milk, it's able to be aged for almost months and it'll self-stabilize with the alcohol. So it's another way that when you talk about getting things kind of at their peak freshness, when you're talking, you know, early fall, you can make an eggnog, store it in your cellar, and with the right alcohol, it's going to stabilize and it'll still be good and you'll still be able to get the full experience of that dairy later on in the winter months. So
I
it is
never even yeah. think that having egg in it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I was just saying with milk and egg, you wouldn't think that it would be, that would last.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's one of those things that if you get it refrigerated or cold enough about that kind of 50 degree realm, don't quote me on that, but it will with the alcohol kind of self-stabilize. And there's been a lot of research gone into this to test the validity of it. And they've seen that a lot of the microbes die off after week.
Okay, stabilize. No.
Absolutely. So, so now I've got my egg, I've got my rye, I've got my creams, I've got my sugar, a little bit of spices. Now I'm just going to shake that hard with ice.
Okay. This is the part, right? Like when I have to not think about the fact that I'm drinking egg like a boxer.
Yeah.
You know, a raw egg protein thing.
Exactly. So now what I've done is I've shaken it with the ice. So I've chilled it, I've emulsified it, I've beaten that egg up, I've beaten that cream up, and I'm starting to kind of chill and solidify some of those proteins. So there's a technique that we do when we're trying to build the body in a drink or make it fluffier, which is called reverse dry shaking. So I just shook it with ice, which you could, if you want to play, call a wet shake.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to, after shaking it with ice, I'm going to strain that back into one half of my shakers. So it's starting to build a little bit of body already. You can kind of see it thickening a little bit. It's a little thicker than milk at this point. I'm going to get rid of all that ice. I'm just going to shake it without the ice now. When you do this, really just back and forth, you're just trying to build air in between all of those particles and build that body. Now it's just a good, hard back and forth.
That's going to make it like frothy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is putting that air in, building that froth. If you're making whiskey sours with egg or anything like that, it's going to, what's going to kind of homogenize it, but still give it that nice kind of fluffy head that you're looking for, almost like in a good beer.
Oh, wow.
That even sounds good.
Yes.
Just making it sounds good.
Yes. It's half the fun. So now I like this in a coupe. People will always argue, you know, it should be in a little like punch mug or a little small tea mug or something. I think that's really fun. I just love drinking things out of coupes. Your hands don't warm them.
Yeah, something with the stem. Yeah.
So now I'm just going to
look at that. That's gorgeous.
Wow.
So you've got a nice consistent color all the way through. It's not going to be as yellow as your store eggnog because I don't use as much egg yolk in there.
Beautiful. Now, before we all cheers.
Wait, it's not done yet.
Oh.
Because no cocktail is done until the garnish.
Oh. So
this is going back into kind of your traditional garnish. Anytime you make a drink that uses egg or egg whites, you do usually want an aromatic garnish just to cover any kind of dairy smell that may occur as it warms up or anything like that, just to keep it pleasant throughout. To go very traditional here, one of the most valuable things you could have
in holiday times
is some, you got me nutmeg.
Nutmeg.
So nutmeg, I just have a little grater here, anything that you want to grate it with. And very traditional over any sort of eggnog, punch, or anything else, just some fresh grated nutmeg. Trust me, get the actual nutmeg. The pre-ground stuff just doesn't hold that aroma nearly as strong. And right now it's overpowering and a beautiful perfume. It smells like Christmas in your glass already.
Christmas.
So now, just for that kind of
look at that. It's so pretty.
Absolutely. And now you have a single serving of homemade eggnog. Maybe you can match this up and do all of that. But this is, I've loved it. I've been making it almost all week at this point.
I bet.
And I'm happy to.
So let's raise a glass to that. But before we do anything, we've got a guest that wants to be in on this.
Okay.
We have a guest.
We do.
Mom!
Hi, Ty Ty.
Hey, Mom, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, my one young son?
I'm doing well. I just made
the rye nog.
Oh, your mom, are you what going you to? Just made? Yeah, we're just doing a cheers with his homemade eggnog.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Oh, excellent. Cheers.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Made it.
Let's let everybody know we have Tyler's mom came on to surprise him. And you and
I've only talked to him four times today. But now I see his face.
Absolutely. Oh,
and you kept it a secret. I'm so proud of you. I'm not a good secret keeper, but look at you. You wrote that right out.
Yeah. I'm genuinely surprised.
Aw, good.
What are you drinking, Mom?
I'm having Blanton's.
Very nice.
In my very nice glass that you got me.
Yes, the Glencairn glasses.
Glencairn glasses for my birthday.
Yes.
We all have the appropriate glassware, and I'm drinking an old fashioned out of a wine glass.
That's perfect.
You know what? Tyler's dad drinks out of a mason jar.
Okay, I'm down with that.
Whatever. With that. He just does. Yeah.
Let's do a quick check, Denise. Does it hold the liquor?
Yeah. Is that the bar? Yeah.
That's the right glass.
That's the bar.
That's fast.
That's my son.
I passed. Very good. Look at that. He is phenomenal.
Thank you.
Judy,
we think so too.
the Whiskey Rock Lounge behind you. I see all the bottles.
Oh, well, I thought, you know, if I'm going to be on here, I might as well show my bottles. So Tyler might know who, they're all from Tyler Selections. So not the top ones, but.
That is quite impressive. You know, my mother has a bar similar to that, but nobody's picked it out. She gets it all free from the Indian casino.
Oh, well, hey. She kudos to your mom. What,
she
that's
will
the way
not
to do
miss
it.
A freebie. She will not miss a freebie. She's got to go if they're giving away a free bottle of something. And she doesn't even really drink, but her bar looks just like that. Because you never know when you're going to need to serve the community.
Absolutely. Always be prepared.
JD, just for you, I wanted to show you. I don't know if I can do it. And this is on my little table, but this bottle. Remember how we found the bottle?
That's from Grace and Frankie. That's Robert's, I don't remember the name.
Robert's bourbon. I just remember seeing it on his desk and I was like, what is that? And it took me forever to hunt it down. And then I did. And then you and I went through all the episodes to find it again so I could show you. And then I had my first Blanton's with Tyler in Memphis. My first taste of it. Yep.
And I'm such a
fan. Is that a special one? Is that like a high-end special?
It's probably way overpriced. Tyler knows.
So Blanton's is going to be another one of the Buffalo Trace mash bill number twos, which
Buffalo Trace have, yes.
Just a very, very notable flavor. It's going to be in your Blanton's. It is the Buffalo Trace, as well as the you were just going to buy it because it's the same mash bill as the what were you talking about this morning, Mom? I can't remember.
I said Eagle Rare.
So it's not Eagle Rare, but it's the other one that you were looking for. And I can't remember, but it's Buffalo Trace has a few mash builds and then how long they age them and what they age them with and everything. And Blends is a very, very popular option for that. And it is pretty allocated. So it's not always easy to get. It's not that it's necessarily rare or impossible, but they do control the outlet of it. It is a very, unique option. I personally think it's one of my favorite bourbons, period, because it tastes a little bit like rum. And I'm a rum head all day. I love rum. I love rum in all of its forms, from the bottom all the way to the top. I think it's just a beautiful spirit.
I think I have more rum than I do whiskey in my cabinet. Like I've got Appleton's, I've got Navy, I've got Lamb's.
Yes.
I bought some kind of craft rum at a food festival called Red Dog.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. It's that was pretty insane. I don't even really share that one, like when guests come out. All the other ones, but leave that one in the back corner.
We all have those bottles.
Yeah. So yeah, I think I think my absolute favorite that I've ever had is Private Stock, which is Captain Morgan's.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can like taste and smell the vanilla as you're bringing it, you know, like it's just, yes. So I used to like the Tattoo because that was the black spice
run. Yes.
But the Private Stock just is a little bit more mellow. Like that's got to be like one of my all time favorites, but I can't find that here. So I'm kind of just, and Kraken, that's another one that's big here.
I love Kraken. That was
Kraken on Tyler's bar. Yep.
Kraken, if I'm going to, it just has so much nostalgia behind it and I really enjoy it. I enjoy mixing with it. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that around most of my peers, but I do love Kraken. I can't lie. Like I said, I love
Kraken. Just fun to say, release the Kraken.
Release the Kraken. That's it. Like Kraken, yeah. The Dark and Stormy is like my favorite drink.
Very good. Yes.
Yeah. With the Kraken. That's fantastic. Jay, you guys don't, you're strictly whiskey, right? You don't really explore the gins and the rums.
I actually like rum now that Tyler's bringing it up. Rum has always really was my go-to, but when I started drinking Jack Daniels back in the day, I switched over to whiskey. I like this flavored vodkas too. I'll have like, blueberry vodka, you know, just on the rocks. But I am a rum person, but I don't know, because my dad used to smoke. My dad did not smoke. But the only reason he smoked every once in a while was because of L&M cigarettes, and those were his initials. So drank Jack Daniels, like my daddy smoked the cigarettes because of the JD. That's it just funny. Became a thing, you know, when Judy and I would be playing out. In fact,
Judy turned me on to Jack Daniels.
Can I tell the story?
Yeah.
Such a great story. Tyler knows this story, right? So we sang at, you know, a few bars in our time, you know, I mean, lots, we still do, but this one was particular, old biker bar type thing, lovely place. But one time we were talking to some patrons and JD, what would we drink before that? You did either, was it Sambuca or something?
Beer, like, you know.
Yeah. So we had a couple of those and I was like, I liked whiskey. We did shots then. And one time we were talking to somebody and this very nice older gentleman who was in his cups, shall we say, talked and some spittle came out and landed right here on JD. And if you know JD, she's OCD anyway. And I just looked at her and I was like, a Jack Daniels, maybe? She goes, yes, I need a Jack Daniels, because she was drinking. It was so funny. And then she's been Jack Daniels ever since, probably before that, but definitely that was a turning
point. As an antiseptic.
Yes.
Yeah. Medicinal purposes. You know.
Purely. And then I was like, sure. Why am I wasting my time with beer when I could have this tiny little shot?
Oh my gosh. But once we started doing that, then when we sang at this particular place, we would get how many shots lined up behind us? Everybody is buying a shot. We had to drive home. So we would order like a soda or something. And every once in a while, we'd turn around and do something and put a shot in a soda, you know, and then cheer. They always wanted to do one with you and all this. And it was like, okay. So after about 11, we only did about five, maybe, or six. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. You got to balance.
But now we get nice glasses and sip it and enjoy it.
Yes.
A whole different thing. Yes.
Our tastes are all refining. I was telling Jay how I was working in a pub for a couple of years. And the last summer that I worked there was a gin explosion with flavored gins. Mm-hmm. So that's been, you know, rhubarb, ginger, violet, like weird, you know. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, like, out of all of them, my favorite was the Parma violet. It doesn't sound like it would taste really good, but it tasted like those little purple candies.
Oh,
that you used to get like a long time ago that everybody would go, oh, those are like soap. As a grown up, you know, I'm like, this is fantastic. That's like,
right. Yeah, right. You do your taste refine or change.
Yeah. You get a little bit better. Like I don't think I liked licorice until I was in my 20s. So I didn't like Sambuca. I didn't like those anise type drinks. And but now, you can't keep me away. Fantastic.
Well, Terry's dad likes vodkas and gin. In fact, we always asked Tyler, what should we get? And was it Nolet's? Was you or Emily had told us to get? We like Nolet's gin. I don't know if you could get that there. Very good.
I
just stick with neat bourbon. I don't mix anything. Terry, he mixes. I just don't. I can't keep a beat on Tyler. He'll order so many things. He has such a palate that I'm like, just neat bourbon for your mama.
Makes it easier. Makes it easier when you go.
And it takes, I know those notes and I like them. So.
Yeah, but that's another thing too. We went on a whiskey tour in Scotland. We went to the Glengoyne Distillery, and I didn't appreciate it enough while I was there. And now I want to go back because everything that they were talking about, the single malts, the 12 year versus the 18 year and all that.
Right. When you get the knowledge behind it and you're like, well, maybe now. Yeah.
Yeah. And we did a whiskey and chocolate pairing tasting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was crazy. Like the different chocolates they had that had like flavors in them that they would say there's notes of that in the whiskey, and you're like, yeah, right, you know. And then you taste it and you'd be like, it happens.
It's so cool, right? Yeah. It doesn't always, but when it does, and then I feel like, are they just making stuff up? And that's like 15 things, but if you can get one or two things out of it, I feel like success.
Exactly. I just walked out of there thinking like I know everything about whiskey now. It was fantastic. And to do it in Scotland, come on. Yeah, that's how
I went to Bushmills in Ireland. And when I was there, we did Guinness and Bushmills, and both were fantastic. But I don't know that I appreciated Guinness. Bushmills as much now. I probably would.
Yeah, again, I was just like, that the way the Jameson Distillery, and That was how I got hooked on the Caskmate Jameson Stout Edition, because it's done in a beer barrel, and you actually taste the notes of that in there. And
that's really cool.
A learning experience once again. I feel like living over here, you have to have a little bit of knowledge behind you when it comes to these things, or you can't have a proper conversation with a beer person. Right. Yeah, it worked out.
Their go-to every day is tell me more. I want to know. I want to learn.
Exactly. Except in pubs, it is really beer and ale and two drinks, spirits, Jack Daniels and Coke, or, something like no specific cocktail things. It's just two drinks, because everything just happens really fast. It's all you're doing.
Like it is here in Deerfield Beach, because it's touristy, it's beachy. There's some great bars on the beach. I would love to go to a place where Tyler works and Emily works, and his girlfriend. They find these, even in Savannah, they seek these places out, and they're awesome. And I'm like, they have Woodford Reserve, which I love, but that's their thing. It's like, okay, I'll have that. But there's not a lot going on else. So I go to Memphis. I'm like, teach me, Tyler.
Yes.
Show exactly. me. Yeah.
Yeah. It's mixology is really coming a long way. It's fantastic. Yeah. I went back to Tyler, I think the last time we talked, I was telling you about the smoked ice cube.
Yes.
It was melting, it was smoking. So I went online and I went to the restaurant and I looked at their drinks menu to see if I could find it, because I was literally going to send it to you. And now it's a seasonal menu. So it's not on there anymore.
Darn it. But also good for them. I love that for them. But for me, I'm like, no.
Find out the season. And when all this is over, we'll come have one of those with you.
We should do the podcast for Memphis.
Oh, JD.
Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And then we should do it. Then we should do it from the UK.
Yeah. I mean, full circle. I'm in.
I mean,
I just joined today as a surprise. I'm in now.
Yeah. You guys need to plan a trip next year.
Absolutely.
Love to.
Fantastic. Well, you guys, this was so much fun. I'm so happy that everybody was able to do this and make this. It was our little gift to you. Even though
I got a gift too. Thank you, JD.
You already talked 10 times.
The force behind it. Yeah.
So, Tyler, can we have that as our official holiday Whiskey Rock Lounge?
Absolutely. I will do what I did last time. I will send you my recipe. I will probably, it's hard because I want to send you the multiple batch recipe for
the single is actually perfect for the pandemic that we're in the midst of.
Yes. So I'm gonna send the single.
Tyler, hold that up one more time.
There's not much left, but
okay. Right.
Great glass.
Yes.
And
your fingers don't warm it.
Yes.
I'll say one thing, Tyler.
Yes.
Your episode of the Whiskey Rock Lounge, the last episode, had the most views on Facebook. YouTube, and the most downloads.
Oh, so, well done, sir.
My son.
See that?
Yay.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's so exciting. Yeah, I just came to hang out too.
Great. So that's good news. Drink.
We're going to need a New Year's drink now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. Back on in January, sir.
We'll back keep you busy. With something for 2021.
Absolutely. Something much better than 2020 for sure.
Oh, yeah. All right, guys. This has been fantastic.
Thank you so much
for doing this.
So nice talking with you. JD, love your lights back there. Love you, Ty.
Thank you for having me at the lounge. This was great.
Bye, guys.